This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Mind 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsyourmindradio.com. Text me, I'm Todd Mitchell, 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503 to text. Oh, don't worry, Scott's here today, in spirit at least, playing around, goofing around at Medora today. Probably doesn't even realize. Oh, wait, did Scott know it's mountain time over there? Does he know, or does he think he's not on for another hour? Or, no, just kidding. He was connected. We're just getting reconnected. No big deal. But we can get you in line now. Coming up on the show, noted conservative commentator, New York Times bestselling author, David Horowitz. Talk about the tragedy in Charlottesville.
You got me now,
man? Real race war. We got you, Scott.
Just outside the golf shop here. Also,
you're live. Hi, Scott.
So please visit the
It's really weird because I could hear you guys the whole time. But welcome to the Little Bugs. And there's an API Dickinson golf tournament that's just kicking off. So they're about to send 144 or so on golfers. I think it's 144. What's 18 times 8? Todd, you're in charge of the math around this program.
College dropout.
Yeah, so anyway, they'll go out there and shotgun start. Shotgun start coming up here in just a little bit. But I interrupted you in the middle of telling everybody what was going to be on the show today. We're in Medora, so you know we're gonna talk a little Medora today. Can't beat that. Oh my gosh, I can hardly wait. You heard me yesterday, I think, and maybe you've heard it all week, but it's the kind of week, it's been the kind of week where you really need to go to Medora, right? Sort of just clear the head, and you should see the view I have at the office here today. On the deck of the Bully Pulpit Golf Course, taking a look at the exact same view that the one and only Teddy Roosevelt used to look at day in and day out in his time in North Dakota. And speaking of which, Teddy Roosevelt is going to be on the program today. And not just for a quick little chat like we normally get an opportunity to visit with him on. He's going to be here for the lion's share of the show. And I want to explore a little bit with Teddy Roosevelt, also known as the great Joe Wiegand, who does the best Teddy Roosevelt of anybody on earth that you see every day in Medora. Explore with him a little bit about the state of our country and the state of, you know, how we talk to each other about political things and whether or not there is another way and, you know, what is going on right now. And it's so blatantly obvious to me what's happening. Right? I don't think 1% of Donald Trump's opponents think he's racist. I really don't. There's no evidence for it whatsoever. You know, a little inartful rhetoric here or there, but that means nothing. Absolutely nothing. So, maybe 1-2% of his critics actually believe he's a racist. But 98% of them want to label him as a racist. That, folks, that's just wrong. And that's every bit as evil as some of what we've seen on our television screens by a very small minority of Americans. So I'm sort of to the point where I want to be done taking the bait, if you know what I mean. I think that about supposedly there's a quote-unquote rally being planned for Fargo by the white supremacist neo-Nazi groups. There was, a misguided, disturbed young man, in my view, that has been banished from his family that was in Virginia and now has become some sort of media hero. In the Fargo market and some other places across the state, and he said something about a rally being planned here, and now that's front page, top of the full, big news. Seriously? Imagine if go back, let's turn the clock back to last Friday. Folks in Virginia knew this rally was planned there, right? They'd applied for the permit, and there was a lot of hubbub about it, and people were coming from all across the country. What if, other than law enforcement to surround the perimeter, what if nobody else had come? No opposition groups, no media. One family, well, three families actually would have their loved one back. And 20 others wouldn't be at a hospital right now wondering if they're going to be okay. I'm not saying the media caused it. I'm not saying the opposition caused it. I'm saying consider a scenario in which they're not even there. I think we, being the sort of gawking public, fueled big time by the media, but also, you know, the public's interest in what's happening, part of the problem in giving them what they want, publicity and fame. It's like some of these, you know, serial killers or, you know, people that are going to do a shoot up a mall or going and they're looking for publicity and they see it happen other ways and they say, let's do so. You know, it's delicate because it's not easy, but I honestly think it's something that we need to think more about. But more important than that, honestly, is believing in what you believe in, standing up for it, not caving on principle, not saying, can't we all get along and, you know, doing a kumbaya thing. Be every bit as forceful and passionate and strong in what you believe as our founding fathers were, but not hating somebody for it and for thinking differently. And being able to sit down and say, here's why I believe what I believe. Let's talk about it. Because it's really gotten out of control. And I also honestly believe, you know, it's easy to focus on what happened in a park in Charlottesville, Virginia, and other incidents. Folks, there's so much evil all around. You know, have an honest conversation with yourself about what's good and what's evil. And there's no doubt racism is evil. It's very obvious. There's no doubt people running over somebody because they're different than they are is evil. That's a no-brainer. But what else is evil? What else around us every day that happens is evil? How many shootings, stabbings are happening? Way more incidents of that in Chicago and Baltimore, two places that it's really, really bad. By the way, controlled by people who spend more time talking about what happened in Charlottesville than the ginormous numbers of incidents that happen in their cities, right? Let me ask you this. Is 55 million innocent children being exterminated thanks to a evil Supreme Court decision in the 70s? Is that evil? Is the kindergarten-sized class every single week in the state of North Dakota whose life is ripped away, is that evil? You bet it is. So there's a whole lot of evil to go around. Don't let the mainstream media tell you what is evil. Decide for yourself is what is evil and do something about it. And I do think we have to figure out a way to do that better. I don't know what that is. I'm going to ask Teddy that today on the program, and I'm going to welcome your calls on that as well today on the program. I want to spend some time thinking a little bit about that today. Maybe it's the Medora air that has finally crystallized that for me. And please know, for every person shouting at the radio right now saying, and Todd's getting the text right now, see if you... I'm going to guess, Todd, that there's some version of this coming in via text. If not by now, it will be. You tell me when I hit the jackpot, okay?
Okay.
I'd rather win the Powerball jackpot, but if I can win this jackpot, yeah, that'd be okay, too. It'll be something like this. Hannon, biggest hater of them all, now being all sanctimonious about how we got to be nicer to each other and be able to talk about our differences and, oh, can't we just get along? You're the worst offender. Okay. There'll be some version of that without question, and I hear it on occasion as well.
Sure.
Guilty. Okay? Guilty. Guilty as charged. You're right. I'm far from perfect. There's plenty of things I'd take back that I said over the time, or, you know, going back and forth with people. You know, that's why I have Todd here, so he can give me the hook.
Cast that first stone, as I recall, right?
But you know, I honestly can't think of a lot of times. I mean, a lot of times when somebody calls or disagrees, I listen back to the show and I wish I would just shut up. Right, and let somebody else just talk, because I get plenty of time to talk. But I don't feel like I very often sort of punch back twice as hard kind of deal. I try not to. But my point is, yeah, we can all do it better. So I'm not trying to say I'm doing it better than anybody else. Anyway, curious about your thoughts on that. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. We're live in Medora. Give us a call. Don't go away.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's On Your Mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Stopping energy development. That's the goal of the new left, according to Craig Stevens of GAIN. Grow America's infrastructure now. We spoke with him recently about whether it's time to move on past the protests of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. He says it's not over.
That's the problem. It's not over. It's not over there in North Dakota. It's not over along that line. We're going to continue to see, I think, disruption. We're also seeing protests in every interstate pipeline that's currently under construction. It is the new playbook. It is a cost to doing business, I think, for any infrastructure company, but it's the new playbook for the left. And what they're trying to do is stop energy development in this country. They're trying to stop the heart of energy development by cutting off the veins of energy infrastructure. And we're seeing that all over this country. And if that happens, we're going to rely more on foreign sources of energy. It's going to hamper our economy. And it's going to cost tens of thousands of people who work on these lines their jobs.
Protests are still happening on the Dakota Access Pipeline. And as you heard, on other energy infrastructure projects across the USA. This still matters. Thanks, Craig. That's another radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline project. Thanks for listening. And join us again soon.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kid.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com. It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Today, 1-800-MEDORA-1, by the way, the number. We're going to talk to the crew from Bully Pulpit here in a little bit, and others as well. My daughter, Hannah, is along on the trip, and she said, Dad, I want to go to Medora. And, you know, when your teenage daughter actually asks to do something with her fossil father. You're like, I can't even believe this is happening. I'm so going to do this. We're going to make this happen. I'm
fossil
so excited.
Father?
Yeah. No, she did bring a couple of buddies with her, but that's okay. So anyway, we're going to do a little horseback riding here. We're going to do a little golf in the Bully Pulpit tomorrow. We're going to go to the Pitchfork Fondue tonight. We're going to go to the musical, of course. Cannot wait because I've not seen the Gospel Brunch, but I continue to hear incredible reviews. And, of course, I could watch Bill Sorensen all day, every day. I just love the guy. So that'll be fun. And what else are we doing? We're packing it all. We're going to go see Joe Wiegand. We're going to go see Jason Mosher. We're going to see it all. Take it all in. So really looking forward to a couple of fun days in Medora. Really clears your head. It really does. And sometimes, you know, life's tough and there's a lot going on. And it's a great place to just come out and sort of say, okay, let me breathe some of that good western North Dakota air. Watford City, same way. I tell people all the time, it is a wonderful place. Best view in North Dakota is the north unit of the Teddy Roosevelt Park. And remember, we have that Best of the West deal. It's a really good deal where you stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites, and just tell them you want the Best of the West deal. They'll take 10% off. They're already low rates. Rates are great right now. And you get the coupon book that gets you the freebies, including some swimming over at the water park at the new Rough Rider Center, which you can check out, too. So that's really neat. And then the north unit of the Teddy Roosevelt Park and everything else. So, Watford City is not the same as the last Watford City you once saw maybe a few years ago. It's better, and it's really, really amazing. So check it out. All right, 22 past the hour. Let's get to some calls here. It's a Friday, so I want to hear from you as well. Jim in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Yeah, God, I agree with everything you say. I was wondering, have anybody ever talked to you about running for the Senate?
Just some really crazy people every now and then will suggest me on president. I have a good laugh.
Not including you, Jim. You're not counting
on go to the
crazy.
Next thing. No, you're not on the crazy. No, you're a nice fellow.
Well, I think you'd be. I mean, you got more common sense than Heidi Heitkamp. And I think you could totally win. But as far as Heidi Heitkamp, you know, I always hear she's sort of against energy, but yet she's at every one of the energy conferences and, you know, talking about how good it is. So how can she be two-faced all the time?
Well, I wouldn't use the word two-faced because that would go back to my previous discussion, but I would use the word very skilled politically. Because you're right, she votes against energy. And the oil and gas industry right now is furious with her. Because she had an opportunity to be the vote, the deciding vote, on an opportunity to remove forever the ability for a federal agency, in this case the BLM, to stick its hands in North Dakota's business. Okay? That was her opportunity. Someone that says she's for the agent, for the industry. She voted against it because it was a political deal, right? She was, you know, I don't know if it was campaign finance related or if it was, you know, just the pressure from somebody, but and then is able to say, well, we can change the rule and they can bend the rule. And no, the rule's still there and you still give the power to the federal government. It's bad. So she's just very good at it. And, you know, I'm not sure why she was the only one on the panel yesterday of the North Dakota Congressional Delegation on Energy. You got Kevin Cramer, who is, you know, Donald Trump's one of his top advisors on energy, former candidate for Secretary of Energy, for crying out loud, and my understanding, not even invited by the Greater North Dakota Chamber. And Senator Hovind was, going to attend at some point, but was unable to attend. But Senator Heitkamp asked to be on the panel, I was told yesterday by Andy Peterson. And they said sure. So I can see why they'd say sure. I just think they should balance those things a little bit because I agree with you. There's a little bit of politics going on the energy side. Does that answer your question?
Exactly. Yeah. And anyway, again, thanks for your show. You are so much common sense in North Dakota, and that's what we need. I hope the energy people put up the money too, and I hope the people that are going to run against her, everybody gets involved in this. And that's what we can do.
Yeah, you know, that's an interesting thing. She's raised about $3 million already, and I've never even looked at the list. You can get it. I mean, I don't know where it's coming from. I would bet it's not from Energy because I think they're pretty upset, although they have in the past supported her because she's ridden that fence pretty good. I think that's going to change because of the BLM methane vote. I don't know. But I think, that some of that is on the energy industry as well. When they're sprinkling both sides of the infield, as they say, then sometimes you get this stuff. You get bit in the back.
Sure.
Appreciate the call, Jim. Thank you very much. Nice to hear from you. And I have too many friends that are Senate candidates to even think about such things. And honestly, politics is just not my thing. I wouldn't want to do it. I love being able to just talk to people like this all day, every day. I have the greatest job on earth, so I wouldn't. And my wife would divorce me, and I love her. And so there's not a chance. But
she never sees you now anyway. What's the difference if you became a senator? How would that change?
It's not too bad. No. Okay. But, Tom Campbell announced this week, and Tom's a good man, farmer from Grafton, and I'm thrilled to see him out there. I don't think there's any doubt that Congressman Kevin Cramer will have a long, hard conversation with his lovely wife, Chris, and will be seriously considering whether he is a candidate. And then, of course, there'll be a decision by the others to say, well, then we'll run for the House seat. But there's a lot of good people that are mulling that right now. So no worries there whatsoever. Jeff in Jamestown, what is on your mind?
The meeting yesterday about the energy. I was told that Otter Tail Power said that they buy wind and natural gas because it's the cheapest. Is that correct?
I did not hear that part of the panel. There was a representative of Otter Tail Power on the energy panel, and I actually have the tape of it. I'm going to go back and watch it, but that's probably a true statement. I think I've heard that from others as well. That the utilities will tell you one of the reasons they have a robust portfolio of wind is because it is better for you, the consumer. They say that all the time. So that tracks with that comment.
Well, the quote was, it was the cheapest energy, natural gas, and wind to buy. And natural gas is really the one pushing it to coal because who wouldn't want to hook up to a pipe versus digging a hole and all the rest of that? I mean, I can understand the dollar value. It makes sense to me. But the bad part is you lose some coal jobs. That's the downside. How are you going to change that?
I think North Dakota's culture right now is we're more concerned about the coal jobs than we are some, greener portfolio, right? Not that we're... I'm saying if you're tipping the scale, it's going to tip more to the coal industry, given its history here, than it is to wind. That's very evident from what happened in the last legislative session, so I don't think that will change. I really don't. And the production tax credit is going away for wind. So, John DiDonato from NextEra Energy, which is a major wind player, was on the stage yesterday, and he said, look, we're going to sink or swim without that production tax credit in the wind world. We believe we'll swim, but we don't know. So they'll find out. So,
well, then there was going to be more tax for coal, too. Tax credits also introduced.
But that was one of the things that was to equalize what's gone to the wind side. You're right, yeah. Got to go. Appreciate the call, Jeff. Good topic. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. TR joins the discussion when we come back from Medora.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassle. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our grassy deer office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
We're online at deltaconstructors.net. Deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all to Delta.
Have you been living with that musty smell in your damp basement? Your home is your greatest asset, so let Precision Concrete Cutters help you preserve and protect it. Perhaps you've been struggling with water seeping in, but you've been putting off the inevitable. At Precision Concrete Cutters, we have a solution for every basement problem. From wall bracing to water seepage to complete foundation replacement. Connect with Precision Concrete Cutters today. Go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com for a free estimate and to learn more.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME99 to 42424.
Shout out to the North Dakota Peace Officers Association. I had the incredible honor last night, and I do mean that with every fiber of my being, honor of emceeing their annual banquet as part of their gathering and awards ceremony. And it was at the Radisson last night, downtown Bismarck. So appreciate being asked, and a few hundred folks there. And I tell you, it was just incredible. It really was. They gave out the Lone Eagle Awards, which is really neat. Wayne Stengem gave those out, and a very prestigious award, and had the Fallen Officer Table, and just incredible. It really is. When you think about the medal of people that will run into bullets to protect you, we don't say thank you enough, and it was really a great honor to say on your behalf. I mean, that's what I said. I said, hey, you know, the beauty of what I get to do, I listen for a couple hours a day to people, and I understand how much they appreciate you. You are loved. You got to know that. Also asked the spouses to stand up and said, thank you. But I did all that on behalf of you, so thanks so much. It was great. We're live in Medora today, and he's here, ladies and gentlemen. Royalty is in the room. I know he'd reject that label.
Most definitely so.
Yes, but he is royalty in my book.
Well, a Republican with a small R. We're all good citizens, right?
Exactly right.
Fully.
Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Teddy Roosevelt.
So very good to be with you, Mr. Hennen, and your listeners throughout your radio network. When I drive in my automobile, I listen to you on K-Fire, 5:50 a.m., and I like to hear what's on people's minds, not only here in North Dakota, but throughout a multiple state region. So good morning to everyone across the great upper north northern plains.
And you're up for sticking around for the whole show?
Most definitely so.
We'll take some calls. We'll tackle some tough topics.
I'm from Oyster Bay, Long Island. You're going to have to pry me out of this radio booth with an oyster knife.
All right, let's get to it. And by the way, I'm going to be over watching Joe Wiegand do a great Teddy Roosevelt at 3:30 this afternoon every day, Monday through...
Well, indeed, Tuesdays through Sunday.
Tuesdays
I practice
Sunday,
my Sabbath
yeah.
on a Monday, but I normally travel throughout the region to go say hello to some of our nice friends throughout the region on Monday.
So there's lots of Tuesdays through Sundays left.
That's true.
At Medora.
Most definitely so.
So make sure you check that box for sure. Jamie in Bismarck, what's on your mind? Hi, Jamie, are you there? Todd? Do you hear Jamie? Manny, do you hear Jamie?
I hear nothing.
I hear nothing.
You guys, I don't hear Jamie, though. So.
All right, going once.
Apparently, Sergeant Schultz is your program manager back there. In the booth.
He
hears nothing.
we'll try again. Sorry, I'll go to the next one here. I just know he's been waiting to get in here, and we're
I want to get to all the calls here at 800-228-0550. Try one more time before we go to the next one. Jamie, what's on your mind?
You got me, Scott.
Now I got you, yes.
There we go.
Good morning, Jamie.
Morning, President Roosevelt.
Hey, very Scott, nice to hear your voice.
Thank you. Hey, Scott, yesterday when I was listening to your show there and you played that thing with Holden, that interview you had with some boy, I got to tell you, my blood started to boil. And as a Trump supporter, I would recommend anybody who supports President Trump, I mean, I bet you that ticked off a lot of people who did. I recommend you call his office, Heidi Heitkamp, Bob Corker especially, Lindsey Graham, Tim Scott, all these people that said what Trump did wasn't good enough. I mean, if you got common sense, the man denounced Nazis, white supremacists, and the people on the left who are responsible for the violence as well. I don't know if Trump would go on national TV and go full ISIS on one of these Nazis. I don't know that that's still be enough. They complained that his knife was too dull. It'd take you 2 seconds to call these guys and tell them to quit stabbing Trump in the back. What he did was right. He more than apologized enough and made it a point that he's not a Nazi. He's done it for years. President Roosevelt, how many times do you think you'd have to come out and apologize?
Jamie, it's nice to hear that question. It's an interesting life that we live now technologically. You've got 24-hour news, and these news channels must generate news, so everyone's talking about what somebody said. I appreciated deeds more than words. Of course, I was the first president to make permanent office space available for members of the press at the White House. But a number of our conversations were off the record. And when the press did write about me, they generally gave me the fair deal in exchange for access to the White House and discussions of policy. They would print actually what I said and then report on what I did. And, well, we live in an immediate a cauldron of opinions about what people have just said moments ago. I wish we focused more on what we were doing rather than on what we were saying.
I agree, but I don't think you'd come out and apologize 20 times just because the media wanted you to. And you know, President Trump's done it once or twice, and that still isn't enough. It's never going to be enough for him. It's bad enough when the other side's against him, but when your own party's reaching around putting a knife in your back, yeah, you know, that really upsets me.
Jamie, with all due respect to the President of the United States, I do believe that the manner in which we spoke, the careful consideration we gave to the words that we used and the impact that they might have, there's a large gap between the way that I would have addressed the American people and the members of the press and the way that the President has chosen to do so. It's fully within his right to speak his mind and speak as bluntly and directly as has been his wont throughout his career. But his career now is as a public servant, as the chief executive of the executive branch of a three-part federal government. And I do believe that the country would perhaps feel better if the president was more measured and calculated and careful with regards to the words that he chose to use.
Maybe, but I would ask you then, sir, what exactly would you wanted him to say? He denounced the evil that the Nazis were. And the people who were there to, you know, they came for violence. They had their riot gear on, balloons full of urine, bats. And they say they're anti-fascist, but they're using fascist techniques against other fascists. I don't know what else the man could have said. I'd be curious to know what you think he should have said.
Well, again, I do believe the comments for which he found himself having to make additional comments were comments that he made off the cuff, off the top of his head, rather than prepared remarks. It was a situation that was volatile enough that perhaps he might have refrained from making comments off the cuff.
You know, the frustrating thing, I think, for Jamie and for me, and I think a lot of people, is you see what's going on and know that really the game of the Democrats is to portray Donald Trump as a racist. He is not. There is nothing in anything that he has done or said that says this man's a racist.
Now, I agree with that.
You have to pick apart some of the things on the many sides, and when he was talking about when he was saying there's good people in that group, he wasn't saying there are good neo-Nazis. He was saying that there could be somebody in there protesting just doesn't want the statue go down. Because they see it as, you know, a needless thing to do to rip apart history, right? That's what he meant by that. But to your point, I agree with you. I think that communication, public relations 101, is if you say racism is evil, you best stop there. Rather than saying, after you've said racism is evil, you know, here's why I said what I said about that, and why I said it when I said it, and because, again, the people he's saying it to aren't objective journalists who simply want to go report the facts. They have an agenda. They want to destroy this man. They want to destroy his presidency, and so does the Democratic Party. That's the toxic atmosphere that I think we've got to figure out a way to back off the ledge from, and that, you know, George Bush suffered from that in a different kind of way. Other presidents have as well, but this president is just roundly hated by the media and the left, and they're playing a game. Because I think you're both right. I think the president needs to find a way to say things better, and I think that he said everything the way he should have said it, and I think he has nothing to apologize for.
Mr. Hennen, you're a newsman. Bully indeed.
Thanks, Jamie.
I think most Americans will find there's a group. There's a great deal that we all agree on, and I'd like to see us all come together on those points on which we do agree. Mr. Hennen, you're a newsman. You remember that in one of the latest iterations of this ongoing controversy, the president was with Secretary Chao, and I believe his Treasury Secretary as well, and was announcing an infrastructure program. He then responded to a question shouted to him by a member of the press. It was not on his protocol or the plan of his staff that day to take questions from members of the press with regards to other subjects. He lacks the discipline of a man who's been in the public arena. He's been in his private Trump Industries arena for decades. That doesn't translate well to a man who's got to be careful about the words that he chooses as the chief executive of the United States.
I totally agree that, you know, there are different worlds, but the only thing I would say in response, that's why he got elected.
I understand that.
That's why he's there, because people say, finally, somebody's willing to take these jackals on, right?
And in the game of golf, they use the phrase that you play the ball where it lay. Ladies and gentlemen, it is August 18th, 2017. This is where the ball is. Which way are we going to go? Into the sand trap, into the creek, or closer towards our destination, the hole at the green, the goal that we all have in common, a better country for our children and our grandchildren?
How do you get the country to focus on that? Because I agree with you. The outcomes are what really matter here. The actual record is what matters. You know, you said earlier, judge them on what they do, not what they say.
Well, the most important thing is today I understand President Trump is having a conference at the highest levels with regards to what is indeed an existential threat to our republic, and that is this problem of terrorism here in our country and throughout the world. And I would hope that the president would then maintain the discipline of trying to get the American people to focus on the important issues and put their actions behind their thoughts and their words. When he gets down involved in controversies that perhaps at this situation might be best left to the local and state agencies that have the police authority in a community, who are most charged with keeping the calm. The president uses the phrase law and order. Well, that's the business of the police officers and the mayor and the city council, the state legislature.
That's a good point.
State police.
And do you know his first answer on the statue was it's a local issue. The local leaders need to decide whether those statues come up or down. That's a local issue. But there again, to your other point, then he went on to say,
right.
George Washington, Teddy Roosevelt, you're going to take, you know,
that was your point.
Or Thomas Jefferson.
I think the press professionals would say, Mr. President, please put a period after your statement.
Yeah, but also, the president, I don't believe, is well served. I think he needs some better staff on the communication side, because, for one, any reporter that acted like they did to him in Trump Tower should never have the opportunity to ask the President of the United States a question again. And when you don't ask about what the press conference is about, then you're done.
Scott Hennen for presidential spokesperson.
All right.
Send that man to the White House.
Coming up, Bully from Medora.
Bully. On Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC safety consultant Skylar Dutton discussing how to recognize drug use in your employees.
Each drug category has different things that you can see specifically how they physically affect the body. Some of the general things to watch for would maybe be behavioral issues. That say you've got somebody that used to be, you know, an all-star worker, and now they're late for work, they're missing work, they're handing in substandard work. Just major changes in behavior like that. Maybe they've got something going on in their personal life, or maybe now they're starting to get injured at work, and there's no other explanation for it.
Prepare your employees to identify signs of drug use by enrolling them in the NDSC's Reasonable Suspicion for Supervisors course. Learn more at www.ndsc.org.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Tenney's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For Medora today, by golly, live and on location in Medora, and we are at Bully Pulpit Golf Course, the Dickinson API, that's the American Petroleum Institute, this would be the Dickinson chapter, has a really active chapter, and they do a lot of fun things, and you can hear some of the noise in the background. They're about to send 144 golfers out onto the course for a shotgun start, eight a hole. So they're gonna get going here pretty quick, which is it's fun to watch for sure. Want to thank by the way our fine sponsors. That includes our friends in Putno. One of our top 10 towns that we get a chance to visit on occasion, thanks to State Bank of Putno, Mickelson Aggregate, and Hefty Seed as well.
and Mo Hall, the local professionals. Mo Hall, Lansford, Antler, Sherwood, the surrounding area. Big part of the number one industry in North Dakota at Hefty Seed up in Mo Hall. Stop and see him or give him a call. 756-7333. Tell him Scott sent you. Back with the great Teddy Roosevelt. And more of your questions and comments, 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. That's the first time I've said that number today. Should have got to it sooner because we always love new callers, especially on Friday. First time or Friday, if you're a first-time caller, you let Manny know we'll have a free gift for you, and we'll put you to the front of the line. So remember that, 800-228-0550. You can text Todd or I. 367-2054 for me, 226-8503 for Todd. I earlier, before I get back to the calls and texts here, Teddy, said, and it dovetails into some of the questions the callers have brought up for you, that I find myself really yearning for a reboot on the whole political dialogue we're having in this country right now. Because, you know, if you're a liberal Democrat, you can't stand Donald Trump. You believe he's a racist and a hateful, awful, terrible person, right? And I could give you many examples where that's not the case. Go back, show you his whole record. He's not a racist. A funny little story, Trump Tower was one of the stops on our New York trip a couple of years ago when we brought our listeners out. And by the way, we're going back again next year. And my wife did this fun little exercise because she was, you know, discerning who the best presidential candidate ought to be. And she was a little concerned with the brashness of Donald Trump and didn't know if necessarily, you know, he was the right guy. So she took the occasion to go to many, many staff members in Trump Tower. I'm talking about the people that, like, refill the buffet and are the doormen, and the vast majority of them are minorities, okay? And she just, you know, casually didn't act like a reporter, but just went up and kind of had casual conversations about what's he like, you know? And she said it was the most amazing thing ever because it was almost as if they were all sort of of the same opinion, sort of scripted, but they weren't. It was so real to see their eyes tear up when they talked about how he remembered their kids' names, how kind he was to them, how much he cared for him. There's no doubt in my mind Donald Trump's not racist. I think it's a ridiculous argument, okay? Yet, if you're a lefty, you think that. How do you ever just say, he isn't? Can you believe what you believe, I believe what I believe, I'll maintain my principles and what I stand for, but let's do it in a respectful way. How do we reboot the conversation? Is that possible?
Let's look to what the Constitutional Fathers gave us as a remedy. We have elections in this country every 2 years. One of those legislative bodies, the House of Representatives, is elected in its entirety. This country will demonstrate its opinions with regards to the executive and the cooperation or lack of cooperation. Thank you very much. The electoral process is the way that we correct the policies of government and the individuals who are involved in the government.
Well, the last election was a gong show. It was a gong show. Now, I got it right, but my gosh, there's never been anything like it. Is that just the way it is?
And again, I think the gong show quality was accelerated by the fact that there's...
I'm sorry, Teddy, you probably are not familiar with that gong show.
I'm familiar with it, indeed.
You know Chuck Norris?
Most definitely so. And I think I can take him in 3 rounds.
Little shrimp.
Let's allow the electoral process, as flawed as it may be, it's where all of our previous generations have put their faith. Except, of course, when America became so divided that we fought brother against brother. And there's a million men in graves throughout the country. And when I was president, I was honored that there were members of the Confederate Veterans Organizations that would meet me in the South and march alongside their former Union adversaries. Those men came together in a demonstration of peace for the future of the Republic. Well, I think we can all come together. And of course, there are people I will never invite into my tent. Those are Nazis and white supremacists, and they're also the anti-fascist, hateful people as well. So, yes, there's another way to say that hate, regardless of its origin, on the far left or the far right, or in just the lunacy of hating itself, is not welcome in this country.
Bert in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Bert, and I'm just calling to let you know that I listen to your show, and I enjoy it very much. And I did get a chance to meet this President Teddy Roosevelt in Hazen a couple of months ago, and visit with him a little bit, and I think that he is the perfect representative for our President Teddy Roosevelt. He's well-spoken. He was very personable, enjoyable. And I think that his attitude of being respectful towards the president and the fact that he thinks the president needs to be a little bit more intentional and well-spoken when he does represent the people of this country, I really agreed with that and enjoy it. So just want you to know, I think we have the perfect guy playing our president, Teddy Roosevelt.
We sure do. We sure do. He's a treasure. Thank you, Bert. Great to hear from you. God bless you. Great comment. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. David Horowitz
the other day. Lives in Las Vegas. He said, I'm looking at a new job. I said, what is pay? $12.50 an hour. Can you believe that? Saying, boy, moved to North Dakota. Polar Service Center is where I told him to call. Because right now at Polar Service Center, they're looking for certified welders, sandblasters, wash rack attendants, and diesel mechanics. And they are paying big bucks. And they do great training. Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. This is a service center, both in Williston and in Kildare, that needs people right now that service tank trailers, Polar, and other tank trailers. And they will train you and pay you up to $32 an hour with incredible benefits. Write down this number, 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria. She's waiting for your call right now. Tell your loved ones that are working in Las Vegas for chump change, Polar Service Center, big bucks, that's where it's at. Williston and Kildare locations hiring right now. Call 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria and tell her Scott sent you.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.